This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions. I love throwing out a question or two on a Friday because it gives you something to ponder across the weekend.
I love thinking about these things.
Yes. Well, Gabby, you tend to poo-poo the first question, but I think today I've got a cracker of a first question.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I throw out a question that is just something that, you know...
It's a sacrificial question.
It's a sacrificial question.
Yeah, because I always try to answer them.
Yeah. That's right. But this time, I think this is the question, the piece de resistance of questions. You ready?
I'm so ready. Hit me.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Here's your question.
Hmm.
Does a straw have one hole, two holes, or no holes?
One.
You sure?
A straw?
Hmm.
Well, yeah, it's a tube
with
a hole that just goes straight through the middle.
But if you look at one end, it's got a hole. The other end, it's got a hole. That's two holes.
No, it's one hole that goes the whole distance.
Or it's no holes.
There's a hole.
Because it could be just one thing wrapped around.
But it's still a hole.
You sure?
A tube has a hole.
Does it?
It goes the whole way through.
Depends,
one hole.
Depends how you're looking at it, Kat.
One hole.
Think about it. Take some time. Hey, here's another one for you. Why do they make babies' clothing with pockets?
I don't know.
What have they got to carry around?
It's so annoying because a lot of women's clothing has fake pockets,
fake
but
pockets.
Babies have real pockets.
Exactly.
How does that work?
Doesn't work. Sorry to make you
that
angry.
That makes me so angry.
The word queue, as in, you know, when you line up, you're in a queue.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled Q-U-E-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, I've never got that.
You just need the Q.
Yeah, you don't know. Need the rest of the letters.
Maybe the Q-U at the top.
No, because then it's Q-U-E.
Or even Q-U-E. Why the extra U-E?
You're right. They just got a little bit...
They went crazy.
...excited when putting in rando letters.
Why?
Mm.
One last one for you. Do you think that elephants would be so much more scarier if they had a mouth at the end of their trunk?
With really sharp teeth.
Oh, just any teeth. Just a mouth there. It's just like, what? What is that?
You wouldn't be able to get away either. You'd hide behind a corner and...
Whoosh, right around the corner.
Right around there.
It's time for a pup date.
I haven't done a pup date this week yet.
Yay!
So I was like, I better do one before the week is out. But I was racking my brain.
Yep.
Because nothing overly exciting has happened this week. It's been pretty crappy weather, so we haven't been to the dog park.
Sure.
We changed his food. That's about it.
That's pretty exciting stuff.
The only funny thing...
Thanks for the pup date.
The only funny thing that did happen the other day was he was chewing on my boyfriend's thong.
Yep.
And then he gave up. It just lay on the rug and he went to sleep on my lap.
Yep.
And my boyfriend came over, picked up his thong and took it back to where it goes. As soon as he picked it up, my pup was just like, what are you doing?
Just looked at him, stared
at him, watched him put it down over by the doorway, jumped off the couch, went and got the thong, brought it back to the rug, put it down... got back onto the couch and went back to sleep just to be like, hey, mate.
That's not yours anymore.
That's where the thong stays until I want to play with it.
That's where it belongs.
How dare you move it?
Just taking a little break.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to that in a sec.
Exactly.
Just leave it right there.
It was actually hilarious.
Yep.
We lost it laughing, but, you know, apart from that little fun story, I don't have much else to go on. So, I thought we'd do a pup date with a difference today because I don't have all that much to chat about. So, I want to hear everyone else's pup dates. So, on 13, 12, 16, if you have a fun little story about your pup, I want to hear your pup dates. Let's all share.
You're serious?
I am so serious. If you've got, you know, something funny that your pup's done in the last while, or if you've just got a really charismatic dog, I want to know.
Okay, call through with your pup dates.
Yep.
Let us know how your pup is doing.
Yeah.
On 13, 12, 16.
I love this.
We have Mary on the line. Mary, tell us about your dog.
Well, I have a Dalmatian, and when people come to visit us, she smiles.
Oh, wow. Is that kind of scary? Do people think she's baring her teeth?
People who don't know her, think it's scary. It's quite funny.
How do you know it's a smile? And what, I mean, what kind is it? Like, if she's baring her teeth, is she baring her teeth going, get away from me?
Or... No, it's a smile because her whole body wags with her smiling teeth. And it's a Dalmatian thing.
Oh, really? Oh. So you didn't teach her to do this? She's just done it on her own accord?
all Dalmatians do it.
Oh, I want to teach my pup to smile.
Right. Okay. Well, there's definitely an idea. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. Good.
I wonder how you teach a dog to smile. I need to study this.
I don't know.
I need to figure it out.
Get a joke book. Tell it some jokes.
Here's one for you. Related jokes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't think that's going to work.
Not going to work? There's only one way to find out. All right, Mary, thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
So here, we're going to move across now and see who we've got on the other line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Lumber Green. Our dog had a birthday.
Oh.
And he turned one.
Oh, that's adorable.
What's your dog's name?
Mac.
Happy birthday, Mac. Did you have a party for him?
Yep. Made a dog cake.
Was it shaped like a bone?
There was like little bits of bones and we put it around the side of just normal morning brekkie.
Yeah.
Oh, that is adorable.
That is so cool.
Did you put a party hat on him?
No.
Next time. That's
for,
so cute.
For his second birthday. Well, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for the pup date.
It's okay.
We do have Michaela on 13, 12, 16. Tell us about your pup.
I have a dog called Max. He's a husky and he actually sits at the dining room table with us when we have our dinner.
Yes.
He thinks he's a family member.
Oh, that's adorable. So he sits on a chair and eats on the table?
Yep, he has his own special biscuits that he sits at the table next to our son and he eats with the rest of us.
Yeah, I think that is so cute. I love that. Hamish is one of these people that doesn't have dogs indoors, so this is taking it to the whole next level where they're part of the family and joining the dining.
This is giving me a twitch.
I think that is so cute. I want to see a photo of that. That's adorable.
I'll get a photo next time.
No, better yet, what I want to see is Gabby go around to your place for dinner and sit in your dog's chair and just see what happens.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So you have a set...
He would actually get really angry if anyone sits in his chair.
Well,
I am the head of the table. Yep. Get off my chair. Oh, I love that. That's adorable.
I think it's fair to say, Gab, that everybody has their fitness goals, whether it's just to get off the couch, make it to the fridge and back to the couch again without cracking a sweat.
Hashtag goals.
Or to run a marathon or something more epic like that, Tough Mudder, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of business. So I have a fitness goal that I've just worked out for the next six months to a year.
What's that?
And that is I am going for my third degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Well, that sounds tough.
Yeah.
That sounds really tough.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if I can get my fitness level up enough to be able to do that.
You're already pretty fit, though.
Yeah, but I may have found a roadblock in my journey to that particular
fitness goal. You've only just started the journey.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
It's already block.
I don't know if it's a speed bump or a roadblock, but it's definitely something that is going to slow me down.
Uh-huh.
And that is, I've worked out a run. I'm going to try and do a run around the house, or around the block, I should say, not necessarily the house. House would be a lot shorter run. Be a lot easier to do. Might take a lot longer because I'd stop at the couch, watch some TV for a bit, and then continue a run around.
What are you doing? You're just like running from the bedroom to the laundry to the kitchen.
Just going up the hallway and back. Just running sprints. No, around the block. Yes. I found a loop around the block that is a sufficient length for me at this point in my fitness journey because I'm not a great runner. But I realised just the other day that there's a new place that has opened up that could be this roadblock. And that is, there is an establishment that sells Krispy Kreme donuts on the corner.
Ouch.
And I don't know if my fitness goals can recover from... because I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
It's
I love
like
donuts.
Your downfall.
Yeah. And if there's a donut place that is selling donuts on the corner...
Yep.
Then I'm going to go in and buy donuts.
Well, if you're anything like me as well, if I had just run 5Ks, which I've never done in my life, but if I had just run 5Ks, I'd be like, I deserve this. I deserve one for every K.
Yeah, it's not 5Ks. It's like 100 metres up the road. I don't know if I deserve
it. I deserve 100. One for every metre.
I made it here. I'm going to eat all the donuts and then I'll roll myself home.
Yes.
So what do you think? What do I need to do?
Well, I don't know.
Move
Can you just change your running route? You don't need to move house.
Nah,
go the opposite direction.
Not going to do that.
Why not?
When a place like that opens up, you got to make the most of it.
Oh my god!
Problem is, I thought I could run early in the morning, and then the place wouldn't be open. It's open 24/7.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's probably a 7-Eleven. Is that what it is?
Exactly what it is.
You've got no hope.
No hope at all. All right.
I don't know, but you know, you come to the table with a problem, but you don't want a solution.
No,
that's the problem here.
All I want you to say is eat the donuts.
Eat the donuts.
Thank you. Friday the 13th, which is unlucky for some.
Well, supposedly, but I was born on the 13th, so the 13th is actually my lucky number.
Yes, but from everybody else's point of view, not so lucky.
That's not what my mum says. She's very lucky.
Sure.
To my face anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people scared of Friday the 13th. It's meant to be, as I said, unlucky for some. Now, I've done some research on Friday the 13th and some superstitions and all that kind of stuff. But first, did you know that some people are so, so scared of Friday the 13th? In fact, they've done a stat on it. It's an American stat, but between 17 and 21 million people in the States scared of Friday the 13th.
Just because they think something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're just anxious all day.
Don't leave the house on Friday the
13th. Wow.
Because they don't want anything bad to happen to them. Might get fired, but they don't care. Blame
it
on the
day. Bad will happen. Yeah.
They've even given it a name, and it's one of those big, long phobia names.
Give it to me.
I will attempt it, and I apologize because I will get it wrong, but it's frigatriskaidekaphobia.
You did it right.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Frigga is Norse for Friday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just so you know. All right, some of the superstitions. If you cut your hair on Friday the 13th, someone in your family will die.
What?
I know, it's pretty harsh, isn't it?
That is really intense.
If a funeral procession passes you on Friday the 13th, you'll be the next to die.
Oh, come on. That is ridiculous.
Okay, here's another one.
It's going to go past millions of people. Not everyone's going to be the next to die.
Maybe that's why they drive slow with their lights on. Ugh. I don't know. Do not start a trip on a Friday the 13th or you will encounter misfortune.
Whatever.
If you break a mirror on Friday the 13th, you'll receive 7 years bad luck.
No, but that's just any day.
Any day. A child born on Friday the 13th, Gab.
Not me. I was a Thursday.
A child born on Thursday the 13th will be unlucky for life.
Oh, lucky for you.
Ships that set sail on Friday will have bad luck. And if you walk under a ladder or if a black cat crosses your path on Friday the 13th, you'll have bad luck as well.
I thought that was just bad luck all the time,
That's
not just
what
Friday the 13th.
No, but apparently it's a loophole now. If it only happens on Friday the 13th, then you get the bad luck. If any of that stuff doesn't happen on Friday the 13th, you're okay.
Right. I feel like that's a bit ridiculous, especially the funeral procession one. That one is just laughable.
They went harsh, didn't they?
That is laughable.
It is laughable.
But I'm not going to get my hair cut today. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Very cool.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.